It's Thursday, November 28th, and with your news at 6 p.m., I'm Leonard Witbier. The Independent Patriots for Change National General Secretary, Christine Auchamus, has condemned the Electoral Commission for its handling of the voting process, citing widespread disorganization and poor communications.
From here, we are going to get together with the members of the political parties to discuss our further course of action and also to give you further details in what that course of action may look like. So that is our position as members of the political parties. We give the ECN until 1500 hours to either respond to this ultimatum we have given them, and even if they don't, we will be speaking to the media and to the people of Namibia and around the world to see what is going on in our country with our democracy.
Political analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo has weighed in on the unfolding tensions surrounding electoral credibility.
Courts, you must prove beyond reasonable doubt. And we have seen it in many elections that it is difficult to prove beyond reasonable doubt. The cases you disenfranchised people who did not vote. How many are we talking about? You will not have that data. We must appoint people who are capable and who can do the job so that we don't spend a lot of money. Is it justifiable for them to pay for a service that we have already paid as citizens by appointing a statutory body that will be responsible for ensuring that our elections are democratic, free, fair, transparent and credible?
Old Mutual's Kacha Mayer highlights a shift in wealth management from serving only the affluent to offering personalized strategies for diverse clients. AI and big data allow managers to design solutions that integrate family dynamics, risk tolerance, and modern lifestyles.
Family governance and tax efficiency while also encouraging philanthropy and financial literacy. Successful wealth management should combine financial expertise with insightful knowledge of intricate family dynamics as the emphasis shifts from asset growth to multi-generational legacy creation.
Action Society says South Africa needs 365 days of action, not just 16 days of activism, to combat gender-based violence effectively. They warn speeches and campaigns mean little without real change. The organization's Juanita Dupree states, real change requires fixing broken systems, not lip service, to ensure women and children are safe every day, not just during an annual campaign.
The latest crime statistics show that the war against women and children continues. In our view, 16 days of activism should not only be restricted to a mere 2 weeks of events and speeches, but should become a philosophy every South African adopts throughout the year.
On the international front, the French Parliament is debating an opposition proposal to repeal President Macron's signature pension reforms. The measures, which raised the retirement age from 62 to 64, were highly contentious and sparked months of protest. Here is Ross Cullen with the report.
The measure has been brought by the opposition left-wing parties and is likely to pass if the far-right National Rally join in with their fellow opposition lawmakers. It would be a huge blow to President Macron and Prime Minister Michel Barnier, but the government can block the legislation proceeding to a vote by filibustering. They have submitted more than 900 amendments to the bill and are planning to prolong the debate by enough time so that the proposal doesn't go to a vote, which they would likely lose. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And here's your latest election result update. Panduleni Itula from the Independent Patriots for Change secured over half of the presidential votes at the Mediclinic polling station in Windhoek East constituency with 414 of the 823 votes. Swapo's Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa scooped 208, while Henk March from the Republican Party scored 71. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.